Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is a California Report. A new poll shows that Governor Jerry Brown gets a solid thumbs up from voters. About 56% of them approve of his performance. That's according to a field poll released yesterday. At the same time, nearly 60% of Californians polled think that the governor favors too many big government projects. The poll doesn't say which projects, but the governor has been pushing for a high-speed rail system that'll connect LA to San Francisco and a massive project diverting water from the Sacramento Delta. Yesterday, we told you about a state program that pays for in-home care of the elderly and disabled. And we found out that the lack of oversight could be leading to abuse. The program offers care to nearly 500,000 low-income people in the state. Despite that, Anna Gorman of Kaiser Health News reports that the state program doesn't require caregivers to get training.
Born just 1 year apart, Oliver and Charles Massengale grew up together. Now, in a two-story house in Compton, they're growing old together. But Oliver's brother can do little on his own. Charles has a brain injury, dementia, and diabetes. Each day, Oliver checks his brother's blood pressure and sugar level. Then he helps Charles give himself an insulin shot.
Hold the back of that needle up. Put it in right there. Push it in. Push it in. Now pump the medicine in. Good.
The state pays Oliver about $1,000 a month to care for Charles, who just turned 71. It's not something Oliver was trained to do.
I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even like being around sick people.
California pays caregivers to help people stay in their own homes through a program called In-Home Supportive Services. But they don't have to get training in CPR, first aid, or other skills. Experts say that can put people in danger, even when it comes to activities like feeding and bathing. For the most part, participants are supposed to train their own caregivers. Oliver says that wasn't possible for Charles.
He doesn't have the mental capacity and he can't even take care of himself.
In many cases, caregivers become ad hoc nursing aides, giving shots, changing wound dressings. They're required by law to be trained by a doctor or other provider to do medical tasks. But only about 10% of the people in the state's program have caregivers who've gotten the training. Several caregivers interviewed for this story hadn't gotten it either.
If that's not happening, we certainly need to address it.
Eileen Carroll runs the In-Home Supportive Services program. Aside from medical training, there's an ongoing battle over whether caregivers should be required to get trained in all of their duties. The state provides training materials online for those who want them, but Carroll says mandating instruction would create a huge outcry. That's what happened last year when a union representing caregivers proposed a ballot initiative that would have required training.
It's a tough situation. Training is always a positive thing, but you have a very strong adult disabled community in this program who oppose any mandatory training.
Deborah Doctor is an advocate with Disability Rights California. She says disabled people don't want their homes to become institutions. They want to be able to choose who their providers are and how they're cared for.
The idea of choice is really paramount here. Anything that puts a requirement that erodes that choice is a problem.
Besides, she says many caregivers are relatives and have been doing this for decades.
A mother who's been taking care of a child for 20 or 30 or 40 years doesn't need mandatory training on how to take care of that person.
But experts say as the older population grows, so does the need for qualified caregivers. The federal government has invested millions in pilot training programs around the country, including in California.
Let's talk about the signs and symptoms of infection.
The teacher in this class in Compton is Nurse Lori Piku.
We heard in this situation a swelling. So what's another sign or symptom of infection?
Piku tells the group of about 25 caregivers in the state's program about the importance of washing hands and wearing gloves to control infection.
We're taking any precautions that we need so it doesn't spread from person to person, not only for your safety, but obviously for the safety of your consumer.
Ariana Ramos is in the class. She cares for three people, including her mother. Ramos says she doesn't always know what to do, like when her paralyzed client got an infection.
If I had had this class before his bed sore, maybe I wouldn't have to drag him all the way to the doctors and make him go through all that pain.
Oliver Massengale is in the class too. He says when he first started caring for his brother, he didn't know how easily Charles could fall. One day, Oliver was cooking and Charles was sitting on a stool at the kitchen counter.
And I heard bam and turned around and he was on the floor.
Oliver rushed him to the hospital and Charles soon healed. But Oliver was still worried about keeping his brother safe.
If I'd had this class in advance, it would have made it a lot easier.
Back at home, Oliver says he feels a little bit more confident.
Okay, metformin for diabetes, lisinopril.
Charles smiles as his brother hands him his morning pills.
He's the doctor.
Yep, that's what he calls me, the doctor.
The debate over whether to mandate training or increase oversight in the in-home supportive services program is far from resolved. But one thing is certain, the elderly population in California is growing. And that means the state will face more pressure to make sure people who want to stay in their homes can do so safely. For the California Report, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.
Finally today, a state lawmaker is pushing to create a California embassy in Washington, D.C. A bill from San Jose Assemblywoman Nora Campos would, with the help of a nonprofit, create an embassy to promote our state's economy and culture. But as more than one Twitter comment pointed out, isn't that why we have two senators and 53 representatives? And that's a California Report for Tuesday, February 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queen Akim. This is a California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights, bvlawsf.com, Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org, and the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.